You're listening to a podcast from the Home Mission Desk at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. My name is Claire Ward, and with me today is Kieran Connery, Bishop of Arundel and Brighton Diocese, Chair of the Bishops' Conference Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis, and also one of the representatives of the Bishops of England and Wales attending the Synod in Rome. The Synod is the 13th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which will be held in the Vatican from the 7th to the 28th of October, coinciding with the opening of the Year of Faith on the 11th. Bishop Connery, firstly, a lot of people don't really know what a synod is. Could you explain it for us?
Yeah, the Catholic Church has only had synods since the Second Vatican Council in the 60s. It was Pope Paul VI that instituted the process of synod meetings. The Church of England has synod, of course, and had it for a long time. But essentially, it just means being together, I think, from the Greek word syn, meaning together, which occurs in many of our English words. But I think it just does mean being together. It's a gathering, as you say, of bishops from all over the world. There are two going from England and Wales to represent the Bishops' Conference, and a third, Archbishop Bernard Longley, who was invited specially as a synod father, invited personally by the Pope because he does work on the Vatican's Department for Evangelization and Catechesis.
Now, you've been asked to be the bishop's representative from England and Wales. What exactly does that entail? What will your role be whilst you're there at the Synod?
Well, I'll be invited out there to present 5 minutes, I think it's exactly 5 minutes, of a view of evangelisation and catechesis from our point of view over here in UK, in England and Wales. In a sense, I'm not representing the Bishops of England and Wales in that they haven't told me what to say. I've asked some of them if what I plan to say is okay, and they say yes, but perhaps add a bit of this, bit of that, take out this, take out that. It will essentially be a personal view of what the Church can do about evangelisation and catechesis for our time.
A synod is a remarkable gathering. Cardinals, archbishops, bishops, lay people, experts from all over the world. What can you tell us about the theme of the synod?
The theme of the synod takes up the idea that Pope John Paul II first emphasised, which was a new evangelisation. And the theme of the synod is evangelisation in our world today. And there's a particular urgency about it in Europe, especially, and Pope Benedict has hinted at this, that Europe seems to be a culture in which the memory of God is dying. Pope Benedict has called this synod to try and reinvigorate evangelisation, particularly in Europe. It's less true in other parts of the world. It's going to be a very interesting meeting of different cultures and different experiences of evangelisation and different ways in which evangelisation needs to be reinvigorated.
How significant do you think in the life of the Church a worldwide gathering on the new evangelisation is?
Well, I hope it will be. I hope it'll give the Church in Europe new breath. I think essentially that's the urgency of the question, because the world around us here in Europe has changed enormously in the past 50 years since the Vatican Council was first called. The way in which the world has changed, our society and culture has changed, has had an enormous impact on the Church and the way in which people listen, the way people perceive truth, the way in which people experience faith. All these have made a synod gathering like this, I think, a very, very important moment.
Looking more to your own personal feeling, what is your hope and perhaps your prayer for the outcome of a gathering of this kind?
I hope that the outcome will be optimistic, that it'll inspire people. It'll be a couple of years before the final document is produced. It normally takes about 2 years for the outcome to filter through to people. But that'll be good, because it'll coincide with celebrations around the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council, which began in 1962, which is why we're celebrating the Year of Faith beginning this October. But I hope the celebrations of that council, which lasted for 3 years, will still be going on when the fruits of this synod will be experienced by people.
Now, I understand that people can receive news and information from the delegation during the synod. Where do they go to keep up to speed with what's happening?
Ah, well, all being well, there'll be tweets from at Catholic EW. That's one word, lowercase, Catholic EW, Catholic England and Wales. And there will be also brief reflections throughout the 3 weeks of the Synod on Facebook, facebook.com/CBCEW, Catholic Bishops Conference England Wales. And we'd hope that we'll be able to put regular contributions onto that as we go through the Synod process.
Bishop Connery, thank you very much for your time today and safe journey to Rome.
Claire, thank you.
To keep up to speed with all the latest evangelisation news in England and Wales, including updates from the Synod, please follow us on the Bishops' Conference Twitter account at CatholicEW and also facebook.com/CBCEW, as the Bishop was just sharing with us there. You can also email me, Claire Ward, to receive our free regular home mission newsletter at claire.ward@cbcew.org.uk. Thanks for listening and God bless you.